Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He is the president over there at the University of Memphis, at least for a little while longer. He is Dr. M. David Rudd, and he's nice enough to join us. Now, Dr. Rudd, how about this? You and Mike Krzyzewski going out together.
I already know that. Really? When was that announced?
They announced about 20 minutes ago that upon the conclusion of this upcoming season, Mike Krzyzewski will be retiring from his position.
No, I expected him to give me a call first. Huh? Well,
yeah.
Good.
Yes. So you and Coach K going out together. We'll get to that. We'll get to sort of your time at Memphis and everything like that. But I did want to first ask you about the news that you, I think proudly, I could sense very proudly, very happily announced on Twitter the other day, which is that 100% capacity for University of Memphis sporting events, men's basketball, football games, women's basketball. How much joy did you have in sending that tweet out?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. We just are in the midst of a board meeting, just breaking for lunch, and we just were reviewing the reality that ticket sales and attached donations are about 30% of our budget. For the athletic department. So excited about it for not only for budgetary reasons, but for our fans. I know that people have wanted to get back and wanted to be a part of it, and it's good to see that people will have that opportunity.
Yeah, so what sort of – because, I know going into the nightmare that was last year, you're having to consult with a million different entities, right? What sort of helps you arrive at the decision, in June, in May – of 2021 that, hey, we're going to be able to go forward with this?
Well, I think, we have followed the science from the beginning of this, and the science is really clear, and we would encourage people to get vaccinated and protect themselves and protect other people, and as a result of that, you can get back in the stadium and be a part of it and enjoy Tiger Athletics.
What do you think of how the athletic department is positioned for the next few years based on what you expect coming in, now that you open things up? You talked about the importance of ticket revenue with Silverfield and Hardaway heading your two major programs.
Yeah, I think, and I would tell you, we just hired an excellent coach on the women's side as well. I think they're all positioned remarkably well. And, I would argue probably is positioned at a great point is at any time in our history, that they really are where they need to be, have enormous opportunity, and I would encourage people to be a part of it and enjoy it.
We are, of course, talking to University of Memphis President Dr. M. David Rudd here on the show. Obviously, the news came out a couple of months ago that you are going to be leaving your position in May of 2022 and transitioning to faculty over there at the University of Memphis. I know, look, there's still work to be done, right? Like, you're still in the job.
I'm still here for another year. Yeah,
and so I know we have plenty of time to sort of reflect and all those things. But what sort of, for you, made this the right time?
Well, I said when I started that I wouldn't be here for more than I wouldn't be at the senior level for more than a decade. It'll be 9 years next year that I've been at the senior level at the university. I think universities need turnover. I think a part of what makes any institution of higher education robust and vibrant is to have turnover at the leadership level. I really believe in term limits, and I think they're healthy and good for institutions. You need new energy, new ideas, and frankly, new people at the table on a periodic basis. And, coming close to a decade, I think that's a good spot for a turnover. And the other thing I would add is, the timing really is driven by how well we're doing. We are remarkably well positioned. We were just talking about that in the board meeting. We are incredibly well positioned across every domain of the university. That's the time to bring in new leadership, is when you're strong. That's the time to be able to recruit competent, capable, really effective leaders. And so I think it's time to do that.
You know, you obviously took over in May 2014, and like you said, it's been a long time. When you sort of take stock, what's been the biggest change at the University of Memphis, on any side, right? Athletics, academics. What's been the biggest change as you are sort of outgoing now that you have observed on your watch at your time at Memphis since you took over?
Well, I would drill down to, you know, what's really important about institutions like the University of Memphis, and what's important is that we serve our students. And when I say that, I'm talking about at the undergraduate and the graduate level, that we have really focused very specifically on why we exist. And we are here to help our students be successful. And when our students are successful, this institution is successful and this city is successful. And I think we have demonstrated that very clearly. And we have been, to quote our football coach, we have been all in supporting our students and moving this institution forward because we know why we exist.
How would you assess, Dr. Rudd, the job your athletic director, Laird Veach, has done so far? You mentioned the promising hire looks like he's made in women's basketball. We all agreed that spot needed new blood. What do you think of the job Veach has done?
You know, I really think he's done an exceptional job. And you look at the hires that he's made across the board, I think he's done a really nice job and remarkably thoughtful about it and recognizing what's needed in those programs. And then being able to recruit those individuals to this university and as a part of this community. On the women's side, I think you're going to see very significant movement, and I would argue probably pretty quick movement of that program.
You know, in terms of the athletic department, how do you sort of feel, as you are outgoing, how do you sort of feel about the state? I mean, you have had to make some hires, whether it's football coaches, ADs, et cetera, basketball hires. So you have you've had your hand in lots of very important keystone decisions in that athletic department. How would you sort of assess, the state of it and just sort of what it's gone through during your tenure?
Well, I think it's probably not dramatically different than many institutions around the country. Things in athletics have changed so dramatically. I would argue that it's in a really good spot. And I'm going to tell you what I just told our board. We are a bottom quartile funded athletic department in our conference and among major Division I schools, and we are a top quartile performer. I think that is incredible. That if you look at where we are on a funding perspective and what you get for that performance is pretty remarkable at what we do. And that's why we need people to invest and support and maintain this program. And I think this community has done that. I would encourage people to continue to do that.
What's the biggest challenge for the next person in your job?
Oh, goodness. On which side, the athletic side or the academic side?
Do you get to separate? When you're the president.
As intertwined as they are here, yeah.
Yeah, I just argue that you probably can't.
Right.
Actually, to the board, that if you look at the investments we make in athletics, you can tie that directly to the growth of the university academically. So let me give you an example. So we have doubled fundraising on average over the course of the past 8 years at the University of Memphis. We used to raise in the ballpark of $21 million to $22 million. We're now raising $40 to $42 million. And if you look at where that money is raised, 80% of that money is raised on the academic side. Do you know it used to be the other way around?
Wow.
And so, so when you look at that, people understand how to leverage athletic visibility for overall value for the university and for academic growth at the university. Those two things are tied together. So I tell you two things. I tell you, one, we're going to achieve R1 status as a university. I think we'll do it this coming fall. It's sustaining that R1 status that's going to be the challenge, and it's going to be the sustainability of it over the long haul. And I would argue the same thing on the athletic side, that if you look at athletics, as I mentioned to you, we're a bottom quartile funded entity with a top quartile performance. It's going to be the sustainability of that given those funding discrepancies. And those discrepancies are going to get bigger in the coming years because of NIL and some of these other changes.
Is there any part of you, Dr. Rudd, that fears that whatever comes down from the IARP could cripple what Penny and the program, what everyone is trying to accomplish with that basketball program?
No, I don't. And as you know, I'm not allowed to talk about that process at this point.
Well, Dr. Rudd, we certainly do appreciate your time as always. And, you know, as an alum, I certainly have really enjoyed the work that you have done at Memphis. And I know that there's still work to be done. So I'm not trying to kick you out the door.
I was going to say, look, we got a year to go.
Yes, no doubt. We got more time for this for sure. Dr. Rudd. Thank you. If you have another point to finish.
I was going to say, we got a year to go. I'm sure we'll have more conversations and more opportunity to talk about other issues, and we'll be happy to do that.
Absolutely. Dr. Rudd, thank you so much for the time, as always.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.